have been important to you when you interact with the crowd, the fans, the, is that just how you've evolved into this role?
I don't know. I mean, it's still, I've been doing some of the, you know, the same stuff. I don't know. I guess, you know, people starting to see it a little bit more. I don't know. But I've been, you know, every year we got the crowd out here. I love, you know, interacting with the crowd, getting them to clap, you know, throwing water on them. I should bring a water gun out here so I can spray them or something. But, you know, I love interacting with the crowd. They come a long way just to watch us practice for, you know, 2 hours. You know, they get here at, you know, 7:30 in the morning before we even get here, you know, just to see us practice. So, you know, when they come all the way out here, I just try to, you know, give them something, you know, while they're here.
You seem to be on another gear again, man, like just tearing it up.
Same old, man. You know, that's I got to be consistent at that. You know, that's, that can't change regardless.
No Shane, no Shaq, no DeMarcus Ware from last year. Your Super Bowl pass rushing group is dwindled at the moment. Any concern?
No, that's part of the, you know, the National Football League. You know, when we lost DeMarcus last year, gave us the opportunity to, you know, get Shaq and Shane more reps. You know, we lost Shaq and Shane, that gives us a chance to, you know, get Dora in there, you know, to get Kasim, to get Kenny, get all those young guys in there. And every day they get a little bit better. So, you know, as long as those guys, you know, keep improving, you know, when they get their shot, I'm pretty sure they'll take advantage of it.
Well, during individual drills, it looks like you're almost a coach out there. Is that just something that you stepped into?
Like I said, I mean, this is stuff that I've been doing, I guess. I guess you guys paying a little bit more attention, you know. I guess, you know, some of the stuff that I've been doing a lot. You know, Isaiah McKenzie, it's my son, Lil Crawfish. You know, his nickname is Lil Crawfish. You know, you got the lobster. You know, Lil Crawfish is his nickname. So he's going to do a lot of good stuff for us this year, so I'm proud of him.
Who have you seen from DeMarcus Walker, and what advice can you give him?
You know, I've seen a lot. I was talking to DeMarcus. I said, DeMarcus, you can play inside, and you move outside, and play defensive end, and you move outside, and play outside linebacker. You know, I'm not sure it's a play in the National Football League that can do that. So I talk to him about that every single day. You know, if you're able to, you know, really, you know, harness the force, young Padawan, and really, you know, make, you know, really take advantage of, you know, your opportunity that you have. There's not too many defensive tackles that get to go play outside linebacker and move around. You know, if he's able to be elite, you know, at all three positions, you know, that'd be you know, something to look out for. So I think he's excited about it. And, you know, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to coach him up like I do everybody else.
What are some of the things you do just to stay at such high intensity, to stay at that level? Because, I mean, it's not easy to just keep doing something over and over again when you're at such a high level. You got to maintain, you know?
Yeah, I just work, you know. Every single day when we get a break, you know, I go work. You know, I'm not, you know, going home or, you know, going to get lunch or taking a break. You know, I'm here at the facility all day. You know, all the time that I get, I like to take advantage of it, whether it's the walkthrough time or, you know, the weight room time or, you know, lunchtime. I like to take advantage of every single minute that I got and, you know, really just try to transfer that into my game. And I feel like all the greats, you know, did that. You know, DeMarcus did that. He stayed, you know, extra, did some at work. Peyton did that. You know, Tim Tebow was one of the warriors, you know, and taking advantage of all the time that he had. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to take advantage of all the time that I have to improve my game.
Can you give us a scouting report on the two new offensive tackles, Watson and Garrett Bowles?
I mean, they're great. Garrett, you know, he's going to be great for us. I mean, he's already, you know, when he goes out there, he already has that mentality. He wants to work. You know, I see him, you know, before the play, telling, you know, CJ, no, I don't want to chip. No, I don't need no help. You know, if you got an offensive lineman like that, a guy that's just not trying to, he's trying to win. He's not out there just not trying to get beat. You know, to have that mentality at a young age is incredible. And Watson, he's the tough guy of the group. You know, he has that UK accent, you know, the big brute in there. You know, he's a tough guy of the group. You know, the energy and the support comes through him. So I feel great with all those guys. We got Matt Paradis, you know, back in there. And it's going to be great. You see him out there, they're a whole lot tougher. You know, the attitude and the energy is up. So that's what you need out of your offensive linemen. So I'm expecting a lot of great things out of those guys.
Are you as lean as you've ever been in terms of body fat? I think Nikki does turn that. And how have you seen it translate out here in terms of the workouts you put yourself through this offseason?
Body fat, yeah, I mean, it's great, you know what I mean? See my Instagram photos, where I like, you know, it's great. But, you know, body fat really doesn't transfer into, like, you know, athletic ability.
But did the training, how was that training that you changed up a little bit? How was that translated?
It was great. I think, you know, it was great physical work, but it was a lot of mental work, too.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, my trainer, instead of going, you know, we walk out there and, you know, he'll tell you, you know, run the stairs. You know, it's not, he's not telling you, you give me 10 stairs. He just say, you know, run the stairs. And you run them, you come back down, just say, keep going, just keep going. You know, so over time, you really develop this mentality where, you know, you're just here to work. And that's the mentality that I want on the football field. It doesn't matter if it's first quarter, second quarter, overtime. It doesn't matter if I've been out here for 8 plays or 7 plays. I just want to keep going, just keep going. And that was one of the most, you know, positive, you know, things that I got from working out of San Francisco.
You know, Khalil Mack, he said he was looking for 30 sacks. Mm-hmm. Is that number doable?
Yeah, I think it's doable. You know, out of Khalil, you know, he's a great player. You know, he was there at the Pass Rush Summit. You know, just watching them play, it's definitely doable. You know, I don't think it's, you know, not too many offensive linemen that can block him out here. He's a great player. You know, all those guys, Khalil, you know, Olivier.
I mean, for any of you guys, is 30 a realistic?
30, I think it is. First off, you got to come out. Let me think about it. You got to get 10 in that first month. You know, you got to get 10 in the first month, which is doable. You know, you get 2.5. Get 2.5 the next game. You know, 2.5 the next game after that. You might miss one game, and then you get 2.5. So there we got 10 in 5 games right there. And you got to get three. You know, if you get 3, 2, 3, you know, it's definitely doable. It's definitely doable. I think it's not – teams going to chip you. That's just, you know, that's just the gospel right there. But you got to take advantage of your pass rush opportunity. So if you get, you know, 5 open rushes, you got to win all 5 of those rushes. You know, out of those 5, you might get – you know, 2 or 3 sacks off of those. That's the math that I have, you know, on it. So out of all the rushes in the game, out of all the plays in the game, out of those 5 plays, you got to get home on those plays to make it happen. So it's definitely doable, especially with a player like Khalil.
Bulls was calling you the Chinese Dragon. What do you think of that name?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking one time. Like I told you, that's my guy. You know, we were talking one time. He's like, what are you thinking about when – you rushing? I'm telling him, I just, you know, get the Chinese Dragon. I come in there and I just like, yeah, and then I just go. So, you know, I think that's what he got from there. But, you know, I mean, it's if you look at it, that's what, you know, any great pass rusher, that's what you're trying to be. You know, you're trying to be unpredictable and still, you know, have force and movement at the same time.
DJ Williams once told me that you were giving him tips and you said you gotta act like you're in a phone booth with the lineman and he can't touch you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like, you know, like Matrix type stuff. You know, they shoot. You know, you just gotta go. That was back in the younger days. You know, like moving and doing all that stuff. You don't really have to put too much energy into it like that no more. But still, though, the phone booth mentality is still a big one.
You mentioned your Instagram page. Your videos are like movie trailers. What was the idea behind that? You having fun with that?
Yeah, I'm having fun. You know, I've been like interested in like, you know, the cinema and the production. You know, part of like movies and stuff. And Jackson, my cameraman, Jackson Belcher, I've been with him for like, how long has it been, Pat? Like
over a year, right?
Yeah, I think it's been like three years since like the year before, you know, we went to the Super Bowl. And just over time, you know, you just talk to him and going to shoots and asking the guys about cameras and stuff. And I just didn't want to shoot my Instagram page with a Canon 5D. I feel like everybody does that. Or just like a Nikon or anything like that. So we went out and we got a Red. And we shot with a Sony, I think it was a FS7, like the big one, am I right? The FS7, the shoulder mount. And we just like merged those. And I really wanted to like create like a commercial type feel with my Instagram, you know, platform. You get a whole minute. So if I can create my own commercials and put them on my Instagram, you know, 1 million and 1 people are going to see this. So I don't really need like, you know, any like big, you know, companies to do a commercial for me. I could just do it through social media. Oh yeah, I had it. And we just started like really pushing it, like, you know, this year. Jackson, he was with me the whole month of July, every day. He stayed with me, and so we just really wanted to take advantage of, you know, all the opportunity that we had. And, you know, he came up with the logo, and we just started pushing it. And you know, if you start putting out content, you know, every single day, you know, people, you know, they start to see it. You know, the likes and the views might not be up, but the impressions, that's what you really want out of a social media page. You know, you want the impressions. You know, it's not really about, you know, followers and anything like that. We already got followers. We're just trying to, you know, put the content out.
Are you trying to monetize it, or you just like the reach?
I just like the reach. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be I'm looking at it like in this point, if I was 11 or 12 years old, yeah, and I can't go on YouTube or like, you know, and all these places and find my favorite player and what he's doing, I could just go to his Instagram page. and the type of content I'm putting out, that's for all of those guys, so they can see exactly what I'm doing behind the scenes, kind of like a behind the scenes thing. Yeah. So.
Do you have YouTube guys, Instagram guys? I know they're big celebrities with young people. Do you have guys that you look up to in that business?
Rice Gum, you know, he's pretty good. I just take all of those guys. All those guys got like a particular formula, you know, and plus they're pretty funny. You just can't put stuff out there and get followers, you know. You got to have, really interesting content to really catch, you know, the followers. So all of those guys, from the comedians to, like, you know, the prank artists, they have, like, a certain, like, formula that they're pretty good at. So I just look at all the greats and I just try to, you know, make my page happen.
Have you thought about how many preseason snaps you might play with Shane and Shaq out? Nah,
my Instagram. I'm thinking about my Instagram more than I'm about my preseason snaps. You know, that's just part of it.
You need to play in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, playing in the preseason is good. Whatever coach, you know, okay. Joseph, you know, I'm gonna be ready to go. You know, whatever he got for me.
Sounds like Instagram is a thing for life, even later, right?
It's not just Instagram. You know, it's all the social media. You know, Pat always says, you know, you got a huge platform. You got to take advantage of that. Right. You know, the local media and the press, you know, that's a great way to get, you know, to get your message out there. But social media is where it's going to come from first, especially for athletes. So I just try to take advantage of my platform.
That's not what Pat tells us.
Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate
it.